This is 7AD, time to catch up with Simo from Sheffield for Cricket Northwest News. Hello, mate.
G'day, DK. How are you?
All right. So, looks like we're going to get a full day's cricket tomorrow.
Yeah, it might be nice. It might be nice for once. After a couple of weeks of delays and rain and all that sort of stuff, this week, fingers crossed, it's been all right. So, let's move into the weekend and hopefully get a full play in.
Yeah, I reckon we might get a mill sort of early in the morning, but most of the day should be fine.
Should be pretty good, yeah, that's spot on.
All right, so let's start with first grade Greater Northern Cup one-day games tomorrow. So all games at 10:30. So Devonport against Mowbray first up. That's in Launceston.
Yeah, at Invermay Park, Devonport on the bus, so they head down that way. Devonport pretty good last week. 200 on the board in sort of, I guess, first hit out of the year. It's a pretty good effort. So,
yeah.
I mean, going on past performances, 200 probably going to win you 80, 90 percent of your games on the northwest coast or in the north of the state. So, great total. And Ulverston made a pretty good effort chasing down to, I think they ended up on sort of 195 or something like that. So, pretty good effort from Devonport. I think that they're going to stay reasonably the same. Miles Barnard's come into that team, so he's a pretty handy inclusion. Obviously played a lot of Raiders over the last couple of years, and I'm sort of not too sure what his plans are this year, but I'm sure Devonport will be thrilled to have Barney back in their colours for this week at least.
Latrobe, they're in Launceston as well at the NTCA, taking on Launceston.
So Launceston have actually been travelling pretty well down in the Cricket North comp. They're probably the form team at the moment. They knocked off South Lonnie last weekend, and Latrobe obviously came up to Sheffield last weekend, and we were able to get over the top of them. But they've got some notable wins. I mean, James Westcombe had an outstanding year last year, both with the gloves and coming in at sort of that 6-7 spot. He's a real linchpin in the middle order for them. So a couple of handy inclusions there for Latrobe, but I probably still think the Launceston, like I said, they're the form team down there. They'll be pretty hard to beat all year, I think.
Now, you guys, you're at home tomorrow up at Sheffield taking on South Lonnie.
Yeah, up against South. So, like I said, we come off a pretty handy win against Latrobe last week. It's sort of one of those rivalries, I suppose. Local ones were only sort of 15, 20 minutes apart, us and Latrobe. So, it was a good game of cricket and it was played in really good spirit, and we were able to sort of get the job done. We've gone in unchanged. So, basically gone with the sticking to the winning formula, so to speak. And South Launceston, like I said, they were probably the form team last year, and I actually thought they were going to be pretty good this year. I'm not totally sure on their depth this year, so it'll be interesting to see how they sort of turn up and what sort of plays out. But Sean Harris and Nathan Phillip are two pretty key players for them.
Ulverston at home at UCI tomorrow, taking on Riverside.
Yeah, so Ulverston, like I said, fell just short of Devonport's 200. But, I mean, even 195 sort of in round two, that's a pretty top effort. So, again, it'll win you a lot of games on the northwest coast or in the north of the state. So it's great to see that Braden DeVries will make his debut with his dad Damien playing as well. And from what I'm reading and what I can see, Cameron Hilfenhaus, after a few wickets last week and a pretty good performance in second grade, I think, in the T20, is coming in for his first grade debut as well. I've noticed that they've named 12, but... yeah, good luck to those guys if they do end up donning the black cap for a debut.
Yeah. Burnie Hurricanes, they're off to Westbury tomorrow.
Yeah, so Burnie had a pretty good win last week over Wynyard. I sort of touted that as probably game of the week last week, I think, from memory. And I mean, it still probably was a pretty good game. But, yeah, Burnie were good enough to get the job done. And I believe that the two young fellas that made their debuts in George and Ryan actually went pretty well. I think one of them, George, perhaps made 25 or 30 or something like that. So top up to those young blokes in first grade cricket coming in and performing straight away. So I think that'll be a pretty good game of cricket.
Yeah. And when did you have the bye in first grade this weekend? Righto, let's move on to second grade. So we've got T20 Gala Days for seconds this weekend.
Yeah, T20 Gala Days. So they've obviously come off a T20 last weekend, knocking over another Gala Day this weekend, and then sort of moving forward after that. So good to get a few T20s early, though, into the system. Sort of just loosens you up a bit, doesn't it, and get you going. So it's good. So there's basically two grounds.
Devonport and Wynyard.
Wynyard Showgrounds and Maidstone Park out at Sprayton they're using based on Devonport Oval's unavailability. I think they're sort of maybe running a week or two behind, but...
Right.
They've sort of decided that as opposed to playing on the Sunday, let's get the guys playing cricket on the Saturday. And so then you can have the long weekend to yourself sort of thing. So anyway, so Devonport, Burnie and Latrobe are at Maidstone Park playing their T20s, which leaves Wynyard, Sheffield and Ulverston down at Wynyard. So games will be at 10, 1 and 4 on Saturday. So if you're around those areas, I think it'll be a pretty good display of cricket. I think we've said this, probably said it now for a year or two, that the second grade competition is getting more and more even as it goes. So again, this year it'll be a really tight comp. I think there's final spots and there's six teams to get into those four spots. So I think this year will be a cracking competition in the second grade comp.
Yep. All right. So that's second grade. And there's no women's cricket this weekend.
No women's or juniors this weekend.
All right, mate. Thanks for coming in.
No dramas.